Well, they are heroes every day, police officers, and next week is National Police Week. This Friday is Peace Officers Memorial Day, and joining us to talk more about this is from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
And Chief Platzer, I believe, is with us as well. Chief, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How's it going?
Doing well. National Police Week next week. What, Chief, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, just to let you know, the Police Week is actually this week. So it started on Monday and runs through the 15th. And it means a lot to me in the department. I've been in this profession now going on 31 years. It's a sobering week because it reminds us about all the men and women that have made the ultimate sacrifices protecting their community. And I've been to National Police Week over in Washington, D.C., and to see the families that attend that service and how sobering it is that their names end up on a marble wall for the, you know, for eternity is sobering, and to see how that we treat the families with dignity and respect is just something that, I won't forget as long as I live.
I bet. And tonight would be the night that they would do a candlelight vigil on the National Mall. And Doug, as I understand it, that's actually going to be a virtual event, right?
That's correct. So if you went on the Peace Officers Memorial Day, there's a website, and actually there was a way to register for the virtual event for the candlelight vigil. So they do that. Ordinarily, like you said, they'd be on the National Mall, and you know, the COVID, it's affected everybody and a lot of things, and you know, the 15th on Friday is actually National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and that's ordinarily at the Capitol where they would read off the names of the officers killed in the line of duty in 2019, and so they won't be able to do that. And you know, they had a lot of concerns, like how do we honor these families, like the chief said. And you know, when I say concerns, there's also an organization, Concerns of Police Survivors. This is where they hold their conference because, you know, you have families that lost somebody last year, and they're, I don't know if you want to say welcome them into the fold. They're joining a unique group of people that need a lot of support, and that's what they're there for, is to provide support for each other and help the other survivors. And, you know, let them know this is what I experienced in that. You know, and myself, obviously I'm talking about it, but don't know firsthand. But, you know, I went to an honor guard school here in Michigan a few years back, and I met the parents of Jessica Nagel Wilson. She was killed in 2002 in Hazel Park. And the parents of Scott Stewart, he was the Detroit officer killed in 2002. Those two were killed within weeks of each other. And, through those tragedies, their families met and became very good friends, and I've become friends in talking to them, and you know, you really share something, and it's a unique bond, and certainly for those families, the loss they shared and sharing that together. And you know, there's a saying, sorrow shared is sorrow divided, and you know, to help try to ease the pain, you never can replace that person, but you know, if you can help each other out, certainly.
Yeah. No, that kind of help and support is important. And to remember them as well, and to honor them, and the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. does that, doesn't it?
That's correct. So it's a unique memorial. It's one of the few where it's continuously growing with names being added to it. You know, certainly the Vietnam veterans, they found names as they confirmed some deaths. But this one's, you know, we've talked before about below 100, and it's a goal, but it's a dangerous job. So, you know, right now there's over 21,000 names on that monument, and they're actually at a point where it's starting to fill up, that they're trying to determine how are we going to increase the size of the memorial, because certainly in the future there will be more names, like it or not. Yeah. And, there's a museum there. I've been to that memorial, and it is unique to see. It's located there in Washington, D.C. And, you know, last year there were 146 officers killed in the line of duty. I would remind people of that. So they won't be able to have that ceremony for them necessarily this year. And this year we're already at 72 deaths. And, again, you know, talking about COVID, Paul, I think a big thing with that is we really were doing well with the numbers so to speak, this year with line-of-duty deaths, keeping them down and trying to reach that target goal. And this COVID virus has hit us so hard in our ranks, too. We've had 25 confirmed line-of-duty deaths from COVID. So, again, this sorrow that's shared amongst our nation is it's shared here with law enforcement, too, certainly.
Well, sure, because you can't work from home. You have to be out there among the public and among other police officers. So if it begins to go through a department, there's very little you can do about that. And, Chief, maybe you can speak to that a little bit. You've seen what's happened in Detroit and other communities. How do you prevent and protect against COVID-19?
Yes, like Sergeant Decker said, Paul, it affects everybody. I mean, you see where it's affecting Detroit Police Department. You see where it affected their head guy, Chief James Craig. Unfortunately, he was able to bounce back from this. When we look at these sobering numbers, 25 officers killed so far because of the COVID-19 is scary to us. I want to give a shout-out to all members of the Port Huron Police Department, both sworn and civilian. They've been out there on the front lines dealing with this pandemic. We haven't had the luxury of being able to sit at home and watch the news coverage and that. They're out there day in and day out dealing with people because crime doesn't stop. I mean, yeah, our crime statistics have gone down a little bit, but our domestics have gone up because people being inside in the house with one another. But I'm very proud of the officers here. I'm very proud of my command staff because on the onset, we took this very seriously. We met and we went to a system here where the officers are working 6 days on and then they're having 18 days off. So if they were to get it, they were going to have 14 days in quarantine and then they were able, then the long days of 6 days is a long stretch. But on the back end, like say they were getting 18 days off. We're going to continue that for next couple of weeks, and then we're trying to get back to our regular schedule. We have weekly command staff meetings where we're discussing things, getting things in place, getting extra protection equipment, hand sanitizer, anything that we could get our hands on, and to take care of our officers. So knock on wood, which I'm doing here, none of our officers have gotten sick. We've had several officers that have been exposed to people that have found out that they're positive for COVID-19. Matter of fact, I just got an email last night that three of our officers had contact with somebody a couple weeks ago on a call that they were dealing with. The person didn't tell our officers. It's just that he found out later when he went to the hospital. So, again, it's scary, but I'm very proud of everybody here because they've been out on the front lines. They're the ones that's doing the job. Captain Kuhn and I's job is to make sure that they get all the supplies, all the equipment that they need to be out there, out on the front lines.
Yeah, that's so very, very important. As we talk about the Peace Officers Memorial Day and National Police Week, Doug, looking at some of the local numbers, obviously one line of duty death in Port Huron. Other communities have had more, others have had less. Why don't we talk a little bit about some of those local numbers?
Right, so here in St. Clair County, on the ODMP website, you'll find that we had an Algonac officer that has been killed in the line of duty, KPAC lost an officer. Obviously, the sheriff's office, a large department, they've lost four officers. And MSP's lost a lot of officers throughout the state, but I know of one confirmed that was here in the state, here in the county. And then the city of St. Clair, they actually lost their chief of police, John McDonald, in October 12, 1962. He was directing traffic after a high school football game. And, something that it's a common thing, and you wouldn't think much could come of it, but he was actually struck by a vehicle and was killed at that time. So there is going to be something to recognize him on the 15th down in St. Clair, and our honor guard's going to be participating with them to help do that, some very low scale.
Gentlemen, we appreciate everything that you do, and you know, I just, you know, none of us know what the day brings when we get out of bed, but I think for a police officer, it's even more so. You get up and you know, you don't know what your work day is going to be like, and you, there are no guarantees that you're going to make it home at night. That's got to be a sobering thing to be in the back of your mind every single day.
Yeah, Paul, if I could just kind of say, and then I'll let the chief close after me, you know, certainly there's some risks, and some are accepted risks, and it's part of being out here in the community. But I also want to remind everyone that's listening, the community support for us has been so impressive. I think it always has been while I've worked here, and certainly during this, people have really come forward. They always do. So we have really great support in this community, you know, the city and the county, I'll say that.
Yeah. Chief?
And I agree with Sergeant Decker. I want to thank the community for their support during this. I mean, we've asked them to call in certain complaints so we can avoid contact and not go into people's house, and they have done that. I can't tell you how many pieces of pizza and cookies I've ate over the last 2 months, and I can't wait till the gyms get back open so I can start going to the gym again. I want to thank our officers. Again, I will put our department up against any department. We've got the best trained, the best qualified, the best dedicated employees that serve the citizens of Port Huron day in and day out. And when this pandemic hit, they didn't even blink an eye about continuing to do their job. So that says a lot about their character, their courage, their ethics, and their morals. So I want to thank each and every one of them. And during this week, it is a sobering week. We will remember the officers that have gone before us, but we will not forget them. And we will not forget Detective Roy Chamblou, who made the ultimate sacrifice for the citizens of Port Huron back in 1930. So he is in our thoughts and prayers also. So, and I want to thank you guys over at the radio station for hosting us every week, for hosting Sergeant Decker, and keeping us up to date with timely, accurate information, because every day I come into work, I'm listening to you, Caleb, giving reports out. So that helps me get my day going and put it in the right direction.
Hey, we got to work together. We appreciate all that you do for us and for the community, and for keeping us informed so we can keep everybody else informed. Thanks for all that you do. Have a great day. Be safe. Be well. We'll talk again real soon.
Take care, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye now.